Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast on this auspicious week. No, not the impending financial meltdown, but the launch of Google Android and T-Mobile's G1. Coming up on this Androidy special, we'll be going back in time and crossing live to the launch as it happens. Ree Morgan will be here with hands unwashed, having been one of the very first to touch T-Mobile's Android Pack G1. Why dropping your phone is a good thing, according to Google's founders, and what not to ask at a Google press conference. Plus, Grand Theft Auto and drug dealing shock, and any other tech tidbits we can squeeze in. Joining me in the studio, as ever, is T3's Mr. Duncan Bell, and also the lovely Ree Morgan, also of T3. Ree, too long you have been away from the podcast, but you're back with news of the G1.
I thought I was meant to be in New York.
I thought you'd flown all the way to the New York press conference. Turns out you'd just been in London.
Yeah, I'd just been to an office in London.
What a phony. What a phony. But you have touched a G1.
I have. That much is true.
Okay, marvellous. But before we get to that, Duncan, it's rant time again. What's been the skin on your rice pudding this week?
How come Ree's the lovely Ree Morgan and I'm just T3's Duncan Bell?
Well, you're here every week. You know, Ree's a...
Trying to say I'm not lovely.
Familiarity breeds contempt. That's all I'm saying.
Well, apart from that, what's been annoying me or putting the... What was it? Skin on my custard. Skin on my rice pudding.
There you go.
I'll tell you what's been putting the skin on my rice pudding this week, Dan, eventually, is... Well, actually, slightly Schadenfreude-fueled anger, because it's always fantastic when Apple came up with the brilliant slogan, "It just works."
Yes.
Which is like not only a boast, but it's like sort of chiding their competitors whose products, but you know, by inference, do not work. It's great when they come up with something that completely does not work and is rubbish in every possible way. And Mobile Me, which I've been trying to get to work for about the last 3 weeks,
that's still not working.
It's crap. And I'm beginning to think even if it did work, it wouldn't be any good because it just doesn't seem to sync in a way that's all that useful for.
It doesn't actually push, really, does it?
It doesn't. The main thing it does is if on the one occasion I managed to get it to semi-work, and I wouldn't even bother trying, listeners, because it's a waste of time, because it doesn't work, because Apple have screwed it up. But the one time I sort of managed to get it to work, it appears that if you don't remove your emails from the original email server, every time you sync, it goes and gets them again.
Hey!
He's a clever.
So, and you know, because I think Apple are just like, well, obviously you only want to look at this on an Apple product. So they assume everybody's going to tick remove from server. I actually want to look at it on my computer at work or whatever. Because I want to be kept up to date with how I can make my penis bigger.
and get chialysis with spelled with a 4.
Really good pharma is something that I try and keep my finger on the pulse of. So, able to get it on my iPod Touch when I go somewhere near a Wi-Fi thing.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, so that's been annoying stroke, making me very happy.
Good. Well, anyway, let's get to the meat of this week's news, the launch of the T-Mobile G1 and Google Android. Duncan, on a scale of 1 to 17, where does this fit on your excitement
1 to 70.
1 to 17.
I was 1 to 17?
17 would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be stupid.
Honestly.
I'd probably a sort of middling 12 because the open source aspect of it is very interesting. Exciting even, I'd go so far as to say, the phone itself looks about as exciting as, you know, a blackboard rubber.
Okay, well, before we get Ree's verdict on it, who's actually fondled one, let's hear the moment this was finally launched to the world. I have to say, Cole Brodmann from T-Mobile hasn't exactly got the Steve Jobs touch when it comes to product unveiling. Here we go.
So now, the reason we're all here, and without any more kind of drama and waiting, no more fuzzy pictures on the internet, no more rumors, no more cannot comment, no more unsubstantiated blog posts.
Get on with it.
We're finally here to introduce the T-Mobile G1 with Google. Take a look.
But he didn't actually unveil it. He showed a video.
Yeah.
Where was the envelope? Where was... I've got one just here in my back pocket. It's been sat there all along.
I know. They're very bright, these Google guys, but they're not slick.
No. So, we finally did get to see it. And as we mentioned, Ree, you were one of the first to get your hands on it.
So, I did.
First impressions.
It's a monster. It looks like a Fisher Price phone. It's kind of like my first mobile. Yeah, exactly. T-Mobile Sidekick. But made by HTC. So
yeah, it's got that little kind of angled bit at the bottom. Is that good?
Ooh, that's sexy.
Yeah, it's kind of. It looks like a bit like, you know, the Motorola Z10, where it had a little bit like a banana.
Yes,
it's like that at the end, and it's about as thick as two iPhones.
So it's quite chunky.
So it's quite chunky. And then...
But it's got the keyboard.
Yeah, it's got the keyboard, but there's no other keyboard except for that keyboard.
That's what I was going to ask you. Keyboard. So there's no...
There's no on-screen keyboard, so you can only on the internet and do your SMS and your mail when you've got it in.
But sure, can you dial a number on screen? Can you?
No. Well, you can touch it, and then
yes, yeah, so you could do that
through your address book, but can't dial a number and you can't do text messages.
So you can't enter new numbers on screen because I mean nobody really dials numbers for a mobile. That's true. They put it on their contacts. And
yeah, no, you have to do that with a keyboard. Mm.
Well, that sucks.
That's awful.
But presumably some third party can come, because that's the beauty of it, isn't it? It's open source. Oh, so they could kind of program that.
They could do,
because they were saying in the press conference things like, it doesn't work with Exchange at the moment and there's no Skype right now. Yeah. But, you know, if anyone wants to come along and write that.
Exactly, yeah. That's the amazing thing is the open source, like you said. Yeah. You know, anyone can go on, not like the App Store where Apple get to veto who gets on.
Yeah.
But the open source one, anyone can go on. And
Nazis.
Yeah, God, how dare they?
Okay, so you mentioned the thickness. How else does it compare to the iPhone?
The screen's pretty good, actually, with the touchscreen. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't get that. But I think...
Was it as slick? As the touch.
Yeah, because HTC's touchscreens are generally a bit disappointing, I've always found.
I quite like HTC's touchscreens compared to other ones. Well, I played with a new LG yesterday and it was better compared to that. So, the touchscreen's quite good. And, you know, you get all the widgets that you can do. But as Duncan says, the open source is the interesting thing.
So I guess it's kind of... It's wait and see how that develops, really, because this isn't a finished product, is it? It's something that's going to evolve.
They've got thousands of apps there already, so that's only going to get bigger as more and more people get on there.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's loads on the Apple Store, and anything Apple is, by definition, going to have fewer things than anything, Windows-based.
Yeah.
So I think there's just going to be an absolutely humongous number of apps coming up with this. I suppose the problem that then throws up is that, by the law of averages, just because the way things are, a lot of them are going to be just absolutely crap.
Yeah.
Like they either won't work or they won't really do anything that you want them to do.
But there is you can kind of comment.
Yeah, there's a thing in the, it's called the Android Market, I think it's called on there. There's a widget on there, and then basically on every app you can get a rating. Someone will rate it, and then there's a comment box. So if someone's just like, it ruined my phone, then please don't use
this.
It.
This ruined my life.
Yeah. This ruined my life. I spent £1 million
on
it.
I'll never get
it's not
back
worth
the
it.
Time I spent with this program.
We are going to need the community that builds up around this to, you know, kind of pull their weight on this one.
Mm, okay.
We don't have to.
You did manage to, you did manage to spot something that wasn't mentioned in the press conference, which was the Amazon MP3 store.
MP3, yeah, they did have that on there as one of your little widgets on there. So hopefully, because they've been saying about this for ages and it has never come to the UK. And this phone's come to the UK in November. So fingers crossed
which
that will be
which is coincidentally when the... Yeah. G1 is coming. The G1's coming. So, okay, so we could be downloading MP3s
hopefully,
directly.
Yeah.
Hopefully, okay.
From Amazon.
Excellent, excellent. Well, sterling stuff.
Thanks.
As ever, Ree. Thanks so much for dropping by.
Pleasure. I'm just going to catch my flight. I know. I had some flowers and some fruit. And
you'll find a few goodies.
My half baked opinions on things. It's just like, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming, Ree. It's lovely to see you.
To see you too. Thank you.
Excellent. Ree Morgan, everybody. There we go. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, great. We should have her back next week.
I think so.
Really good. Excellent. Much better than you. Anyway, not everyone is as polished as our intrepid Ree. This was the final question at the US press conference.
We got one more question here.
Does it work with iTunes? And second, does it work internationally? So I understand you still have a phone number. So would the phone number work outside of the United States?
Does it work with iTunes?
Does it work with phone numbers?
Would the phone number, I think she was using that as a technical term, work outside of the United States? Where do you begin with a question like that?
What on earth do you mean? I suppose is where you begin with
that. What I actually like about this is the totally techie answer that she got. This is what the T-Mobile crew had to say on the number working outside of the United States.
The device is dual band on the UMTS side and quad band on the GSM side. So it'll work essentially on any GSM GPRS network in the world. And then we'll work on the bands that T-Mobile US operates here in the US. And the bands that are operated in the vast majority of the parts of the world for UMTS as well.
I am guaranteeing she understood literally none of that.
I think they were just trying to bore her into submission with that,
that
one.
That was just noise to her.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what on earth she meant. Maybe she was referring to the lack of a numerical keypad.
I think, obviously, Americans sometimes struggle with the concept of a SIM card because their CDMA or whatever phones, their early ones, didn't have them. And it's all a bit new to them.
Okay.
So, you know.
But the idea
and I think she's obviously just confusing this with the fact that it's just actually, it is a normal phone. You know, at the end of it, it's a mobile phone. So she was just a bit confused.
Unless things in America are a lot more advanced than we've ever been led to believe.
The iTunes question was just beautiful. The other thing I did like about the launch actually was the fact that the Google founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin kind of rushed in halfway through the Q&A. They're kind of like, what did we miss? You know, did you spot them there?
Had they been? They'd probably just been surfing or something.
They said that they'd cycled there. this is what Sergey Brin had to say. I'll warn you now, it starts off geeky, just goes downhill from there.
The way I grew up and playing in college and grad school with computers, being able to write my own programs and mess around with Linux and just touch all parts of the system.
So to speak.
I get that same kind of pleasure playing with Android on the G1 here. I have one in my pocket. I've been using it for a while now. And probably much to the chagrin of some of the folks upstage, like Andy and whatnot, the first application I ended up writing was one where you throw your phone up in the air, and it measures how much time goes by until you catch it or it hits the floor.
You can just see all the HTC execs' heads in their hands.
There's this old Hebrew saying about people who are so boring when they walk into a room, it feels like somebody just left. that could have been designed specifically for him.
So there's about 5 more minutes of that. If you want to check it out.
He makes Bill Gates look like, you know. I can't think of somebody really exciting, but Jim Carrey. You know, he makes Bill Gates look like Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm. Or Steve Ballmer.
Got there eventually. Yeah, Steve Ballmer.
So anyway, let's cut to the chase. Forget for a moment that it is actually made by HTC.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be free on £40 plus tariffs on T-Mobile from November. Do you want one?
No, it just looks horrible. I'm not obsessed with what gadgets look like, but it's just the whole pull-out keyboard nastiness of it. But if somebody brings out, and presumably the open source thing will lead to quite a number of these phones coming out in quite a short
order. Presumably they are coming out, yeah.
Somebody's got to bring out one that looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to
someone quite high up in Motorola last night, who basically said...
Depressed, were they?
Yes, rather. I put this to him. I said...
Come down off that bridge.
I don't know. We were talking about football or something, and then I suddenly squeezed in so are you bringing out an Android phone? All he said was something like that. He said, we are exploring the... Whenever I speak to him about, try and get him on something, he just goes on message like that. But he did say they were exploring the possibilities.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Probably so, about 5 years' time they'll get around to it.
You know, so we might get a kind of a Razer-esque Android.
Rendroid.
Yeah, it'd have to be A-N-D.
Or it'd be N-D-R-D, wouldn't it, or something.
Good. Sony Ericsson have said they've looked at them and they're not right now.
Okay. Well, that's Sony for you.
There we go.
Don't like to play with other people's balls.
Okay, well, anyway, you can get one of those from November or fly over to the States and get one next month if you're really that desperate.
I'm not.
Okay, well, literally no time left in the world, but let us quickly mention Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars on the DS, which looks like it will have a drug-dealing minigame.
Oh!
God.
Those scamps. Is this another one where it's like an Easter egg type thing and you have to find it? It's kind of leaked out where it is. Like the sexy one that was
but
in
San
Andreas.
It's causing quite a stir. Yeah. Controversy. How can that be controversial?
What, drug dealing?
In Grand Theft Auto.
Well, no, I know, that's the thing. But it's, they just have to keep on pushing it, don't they? It's going to be Grand Theft Auto bum sex or whatever. That'll be the next little sub-game you can get into.
Having looked at it, it looks basically like that old freeware game, Dope Wars.
Did you ever play that? Text-based.
Yeah, where you kind of, you bought and sold drugs in the market. It was basically like share dealing with drugs.
Yes, I was going to say, everything I know about finance I learned from that game.
And that's how we got to the credit crunch. Yeah, so, I mean, you could just download that for, I don't know, any. It's basically on everything. It's, I think there's a version for the iPhone as well now.
Okay, cool.
So, and anyway, you know, Nintendo's always been at this. What about all those mushrooms in Mario? What was that about?
I think it's good that young people can learn how to deal with drugs.
And something about the stock market.
Impress
at the
their
same
peers.
Time.
Exactly.
Good. Okay, kids, well, there you go. If you want to learn how to deal drugs, just ask Nintendo.
Yes.
Lawyers, I didn't say that. Which brings us to the final part, your quickfire reaction to this week's last words, starting with the Minix DSC spy camera.
Yeah, spy cameras enter the digital age. Let's have a digital blade in shoes.
Just in time for the launch of Quantum Solace or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be using one.
Yeah, absolutely. the Art Liebertiv concept phone.
Yeah, just it looks like a phone. Not, I can't see where the concept is. But he sort of maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, he kind of took an iPhone and made it Swedish.
Right.
Sort of looks like that. In-flight calls on Ryanair.
Oh, in the name of God, no.
What, Ryanair or the in-flight calls?
Or both.
And the Swinxis, I think that's how it's pronounced.
I don't know what that is. Oh, the console for kiddies.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
Looks all right.
Again, it's like they can get into drug dealing even earlier. They can learn about consoles at an incredibly young age, then move on to drug dealing by the time they're 10.
Good. Well, your answers will be passed to the payroll and used to calculate your Christmas bonus. Sadly, no time to wait to hear whether it'll be £5 or £10, but you can find all the latest, including how Chris got on with Rock Band World Tour on T3.com. Find the November issue of T3 on the shelves and find us on iTunes under Gadgets. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.